آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔ آپ جڑے ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی ریڈیو کے ساتھ۔
So during the lockdowns and during the COVID-19, which is still going on, of course, a lot of humanitarian work has been done by various organizations, various charitable institutions and individuals. And Dee Dee's Kitchen is a social enterprise, believe it or not, run by Daman Srivastav and his 8-year-old daughter, who have been preparing more than 500 meals for people in need and also delivering them. And they've helped a lot of students. Now, currently, since the last 4 weeks and with the NIDOC week, they are feeding our indigenous people at Collingwood, along with the help of Stephen Thorpe. So let's talk to Daman Srivastav about this. Hello, Daman, and welcome to the Hindi show.
Thank you, Kumuji, and it's a pleasure to be here again.
Yeah, pleasure. Now, I know, and we've done a story about you feeding various people in need, international students in particular, ever since the lockdown happened. And now, since the last 4 weeks, I believe you all are feeding our wonderful indigenous people. So tell us a little more about this and your social enterprise.
Yes, Kumuji, this thing has come up when I met Stephen Thorpe, and we were talking about it, and he mentioned that he really wants to do something for his own community. And what I found, and which I always wanted to do, do something for this particular community. And he extended his hands and said, "Okay, let's do it together." And that's how we started. And last 4 weeks, we are doing it every week, every Sunday at Collingwood. We have a space. Yarra City Council has given us space, a kitchen and a space to serve the community. We put a full buffet up there. So it is amazing, the people coming in. They are so welcoming, especially myself as an Indian background is coming out into that community. And I found so many things similar. The mindset, the belief system, and the way the Indian culture and Aboriginal culture aligns with.
Mm-hmm.
So myself, my wife, and Dia, with amazing volunteers, they are coming nonstop every week. We are getting heaps of volunteers and supporters. They jump in. It's not only me or Stephen Thorpe. It's a whole team. We just become an amazing relationship between the volunteers, the supporters, and the people who are coming, people we are helping. So that gives us pleasure of giving.
Absolutely. And of course, we are aware that you've been helping the needy throughout this coronavirus pandemic, and now you're helping the indigenous peoples of Australia in particular, along with Stephen Thorpe, who himself is a very proud Gunai Gunditj Mara man from Melbourne. So what do you feed the people, Daman?
We have a variety of food. Starts with the vegetarian healthy options and obviously a well-balanced meal. So we give them pastas and protein, vegetables, and we got full variety of things that includes also tea and coffee as well. And we also invite some local artists. We always have a smoking ceremony, which is
It's
amazing. It's just like a Havan we have
in
India.
Yes, yes, yes.
It attracts and it's sort of healing process. So we sit around the smoke and we inhale those eucalyptus leaves. It's just sitting like, it reminds me of when we are back home and we have a puja and Havans.
How lovely.
Stephen is such an amazing young man. You will hear his story when you talk to him, but I was so impressed.
Yeah, I would love to speak to Stephen Thorpe. Welcome to the Hindi program, Stephen.
Thank you for having me here.
What a pleasure. Now, I know that you are a Gunai, Gunditjmara, proud Melbourne Indigenous individual, but I believe you've got some roots in the Indian community. Tell us about that. How interesting.
Yeah, that's correct. And when I met Damon, I remembered those ancestry that I do have in India. My great, great, great grandfather. His last name was Pir Shahib. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly, but
Pir Shahib was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my family's history came from India, moved over to Mauritius, and then came to Australia. There's a massive story which I'm researching, and I'm doing a lot of the research now and discovering that family history. And I've actually shared some of the stuff that I'm finding on the internet regarding my family ancestor that came over to Australia and married my great-great-grandmother, Ada Cooper, on the Aboriginal mission back in the 1800s. And he started up a school there and educated generations of young Aboriginal people, empowering them with knowledge and education. And I also, my ancestor, I've been doing a bit of study on, and I do a bit of yoga. So
Pir Sahib came here and he got married in the 1800s to your great-great-grandmother, who was an indigenous lady, right?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Now, tell me, what inspired you to help Daman Srivastava with Didi's social enterprise? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I always heard stories of my mom sharing about community. And, our family grew up in that area. My mom and my great-grandmother moved into that area. And it was about community. Back in the 70s, it was about... In the 1970s, there was a lot of Aboriginal organisations there, and it was about really getting down and helping the community, empowering the community. And when I heard Damon share about his story and about what he's done over COVID-19 and before that, and even his story over in the Gulf War, I knew that he was a man of action and a man of heart. And I wanted to support that, and I've got the connections in the community, and I just thought, let's do something to help the people on the grassroots level.
Absolutely. So wonderful.
That's why.
Obviously, you also come from a family which has always believed in helping the community. And the two of y'all are doing a great job. And finally, Stephen, I believe you also write poetry of sorts and you can transform and heal people. Just a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, I've been on a really big journey of healing and transformation myself. Now, there's a lot of trauma and a lot of, a lot of trauma in my direct family, but also in my communities and things like that. And I was on a 15-year addiction, a cycle of addiction that I'm 5 years clean from. I believe that we can transform ourselves, and it's about that commitment and devotion to something that is something that we envision, that we can plant a seed and manifest. And if we keep going down that path of saying, I'm going to go for this, I want a happy and healthy life and family, then, you know, that's my big belief. I've experienced that in my life. And this is what I want to commit my life to, is helping other people. And I think part of that is by bringing community together, reviving some of the tools of wellness through like the smoking ceremonies. And I even do yoga. I practice yoga, to the chanting, and the different things can bring that energy of healing and transformation, so that we are in touch with that source or that divine, or, you know, that we are feeling that oneness with things.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So your motto in life is to help others, to bring communities together, to join somehow with that universal spirit. So stay blessed, both of you, and congratulations on the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
SBS Hindi mobile, online or radio par. Aisi hi aur kahaniyan sunna chahte hain? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ya phir jahan aap podcast sunte hain, wahan hum hain.